This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In reading the book, The Apostle, A Life of Paul by John Pollock, I came upon a paragraph that captured what we've discovered in our study of the life of Timothy, Paul's teammate, on his second and third missionary trips. Quote, "Timothy was a complicated character. He had a weak stomach, looked very young, and was not a muscular Christian. Nervous, a little afraid of hardship, though enduring it without flinching, he was tempted occasionally to be ashamed of Paul and the gospel. But he was no weakling. Warm-blooded, Paul had to warn him to flee youthful lusts, and equally virile spiritually. Timothy became an able preacher who soon could be trusted with important missions on his own. From his pagan Greek father, evidently a man of culture and substance, but now dead, he had inherited intellectual interests and an inquiring mind. From his mother Eunice, he had learned the Jewish scriptures, and from Paul had discovered their key. His one desire was to serve Christ. Paul was afterward to say that of all his fellow workers, Timothy alone was totally without self-interest." End of quote. As we've been doing this study, we've discovered two of the three C's, collect and correlate. We now come to the third C, crystallize what we have learned into some applications we can make to our own lives. To do this, it would be wise to read again the two books Paul wrote to Timothy. When I did this, I recognized the importance of reminding myself periodically to guard what has been entrusted to our care. Everyone has something entrusted to their care. Guard it with care.